Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, welcome, everybody. The hoopla with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, continues. I'm all excited. One of the most highly regarded magazines in the sports medicine, physical therapy world, Lower Extremity Review. The magazine will be out in a week or so. And I'm doing a guest editorial. We're talking all about the various important aspects of the book, so you'll check that out. We'll keep you appraised. We got a great doubleheader today. Barry French Jr. He's the CEO of Track Global, developers of the high tech Tracer, specialized interactive testing and training, motion analysis. We've been featuring this kind of stuff, gosh, for a decade or two. He'll be first up. Then it's Dr. Julie Rosenberg. She's a pharmaceutical executive, conscious leadership coach, yoga advocate, and the author of the book Beyond the Mat. Then, of course, it's me, Sports Doctors in segment, where we answer emails, talk about upcoming shows. Let's jump right in. Barry French, hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Doc. I really appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to the discussion.
Yes, again, Barry is the CEO of Track Global, and to give us a little bit of discussion of yourself, Track Global, and Tracer, let's jump right in.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, I have a really unique upbringing throughout my life. Both my parents are inventors and entrepreneurs, and so I grew up in a very entrepreneurial family that really focused for the last 40 years on developing different biomedical technologies that were focused on providing immediate biofeedback in both in regard to the health and performance of that individual or that patient, for example. And so throughout my entire life, I was surrounded by a lot of the best sports medicine doctors, physical therapists, and those are the individuals that's kind of funny that I used to look up to. And so we developed different biomedical technologies and typically licensed our intellectual property or the product to other big medical companies for several decades. And now Tracer's been our baby, and we've kept underneath the Track Global umbrella now for about 15 years with the initial intellectual property was developed. But it really became commercially viable over the last about year and a half, 2 years now. And we've been focused primarily on the big the sports markets, the college and professional sports markets, the military, big healthcare systems like the Cleveland Clinics of the world, PT, chiropractic. And we've been really blessed to get some fantastic traction and I think provide some really
great value
in those spaces.
Guess what? You're adding podiatry, sports podiatry to the mix,
that's
Barry.
That's exciting, Doc. Yeah, it's very exciting to us.
The motion analysis, alignment, precision. Again, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for give or take four decades.
Sure.
My poster boy, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist, Devin Lysacek, he was 10 years old here in Illinois when I put orthotics in his skate. And the late Angelo D'Agostino used to do motion analysis, dartfish. And
sure.
We wanted to see what the effects of proper positioning, alignment. Longtime supporter of the Sports Doctor is athlete intelligence. My friend Jesse Harper, the CEO, concussion awareness, head trauma. So wearable
Absolutely.
Technology, Barry, is such a big deal. You were lucky to be around some really creative thinking. And like one of the messages I sent you with all your analysis, we'll add the two basic exercises I talk about in the book, which is balance testing and strengthening the feet and ankles, optimum orthotics,
sure.
and I'll let you measure them. We'll see.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we do. We objectively quantify those areas that in the past have really, to a great extent, been impossible to do. And the nice thing, you know, wearables, Doc, you mentioned wearables, Doc. That's really intriguing that, you know, I think there's so many great applications there. What we found to be really clinically applicable and most valuable is using optics and one high-powered optical camera in conjunction with simulation to quantify very unique areas of human performance and health. And
what are you looking at?
Nothing attached to the body.
Yeah. The again, in my analysis, we will go really back to basics. I don't care if you're the best athlete in the world. I'll watch you balance on one foot in this partial squat,
right,
standing straight. See how stable you are. So the alignment, positioning, again, in the a tremendously important area of preventing problems, whether you're dealing in the medical world like you're talking about, or the high-performance sports world, or the youth market where overuse injuries are epidemic. It's one of the reasons I wrote the book with Sharkey Zartman. We're interested in the only two things that anybody cares about. The main one is preventing problems, preventing injuries. And the other one, for the percentage who are interested, especially in serious athletes, it's enhancing performance. Hey, step or two quicker. What are you guys looking for when you're including, I know you're working with some schools, what does Trazer, in English, analyze for the coach or parent or doctor?
So if you look at our ability to look at everything from a whole body reaction time, and Doc, what I mean by that, a lot of the crowd listening might be familiarized with neurocognitive testing, which is sedentary by nature, and you're looking at sedentary reaction times, for example. What we do is much different, is look at that 5-year-old, that 105-year-old, or everybody in between, that pro athlete, and we look at their ability to navigate this virtual environment and move at the same time that they like they would in the real world. To take the Alabama football player, we work real closely with their program. We put them on a football field in the simulation, and we can quantify whole body reaction times. How well do they see an environment, Doc? How well do they process that information cognitively and then move from a motor standpoint? And then once they move, what do those accelerations and decelerations look like off those limbs? Or just simply the ability to stop and start off those limbs in all 8 directions that anybody within sport or life moves. How fast can they move from a gait speed perspective? As we look at a number of different factors that haven't been measured in the past, from a dynamic movement standpoint, but then from a balance standpoint, Doc, rather than just looking with the naked eye or using a force plate, we can quantify everything from instability or sway in a fraction of an inch to errors and what's called the best.
That was the word.
Scoring system.
That was the word we used in Dartfish when we were looking at orthotics and jumping and triple jumping and whatever and figure skating,
right,
was the word sway. You know, motion movement. What's the website, the best website for people to find out about, all about Trazer?
Sure, yeah, it's www.trazer.com, and they can go on and see, you know, see what we do, the different applications within these different, you know, markets and the different individuals we work with currently, and then look at a lot of the measurement constructs that we generate that provide that invaluable feedback both to the patient and the clinician.
Yes, that's a major, major key, and including, again, the coach or the parent. Absolutely fits
exactly
into the same
right
category. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go back 10 years and look at radio shows. And I go back longer than that when we're doing it real for real. But you can check out who some of the guests are, some of the great topics in all areas of sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We've done a million shows on concussions, which we're going to be talking about in a minute with Barry, this incredibly important area. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter as well as LinkedIn, and we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We post all sorts of sports medicine informative stuff besides who's on the show or bragging about the book, you know, hashtag sports parents, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. Cutie Pie, the reason we titled the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents is you go to hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you can interact with some great stuff. Again, talking with Barry French, CEO, Track Global. So again, you come from a family of inventors, people who are really interested in these kinds of interesting areas, and how this can translate all these years later. I would imagine your family's proud of you, Barry.
I believe so. I would hope so, Doc. Well, time will tell. But, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned concussion, Doc, and you put out such great content and have for so long, as you mentioned. And, you know, we had a really interesting, if you don't mind, I mean, just tell you a little bit about how we got into the concussion space briefly and where we think the value is. And I don't know if you've seen, Doc, on, one of my recent LinkedIn posts was in regards, I had my 9-year-old niece talking about my brother, who was with the Yankees at the time, and he's in the New York Yankees organization, and he was in Double-A ball in Trenton, New Jersey, and he's the starting catcher, and this is about 6-7 years ago now, and was warming up the bullpen pitcher. Long story short, he stepped out, the bullpen coach asked him to stand in and let the pitcher throw under his hands when he was warming up to the backup catcher. And my brother had the back turned towards the pitcher talking to the bullpen coach. The guy lost control, hit him in the back of the head with a 90-plus-mile-an-hour fastball, and ended up with a severe concussion and ended his career. And, you know, that,
it's a big
it was
deal,
really
Barry. It's a big deal. And you just mentioned a good example, because one of the chapters in my section of the book is what the heck are we going to do with tackle youth football? What are we going to do with football? There is no safe tackle football, and the ability to detect earlier, to pay much more attention to. I have a section of experts in the book. One of them is on precisely this topic. What does Trazer have to do in the world of your concussion information?
Yeah, I think to put it simply, Doc, is that, you know, we believe, and I think a lot of the research is going this direction, and clinicians believe a lot, you know, the same thing, is that the key is to ensure safe return to play. Concussions, to your point, Doc, they're going to happen. There is no safe football if you're going to try to avoid a concussion. They're going to happen. And so in order to ensure that second impact syndrome doesn't happen, we have to ensure safe return to play. And Trazer allows us to put that individual athlete into a very analogous, almost identical environment to the field of play and stress the system as a whole from a holistic standpoint, looking at how the eyes are working, the brain's working, and then the motor's
working.
It's
a big weapon. It's a big weapon, Barry.
What happens when you elevate the heart rate, Doc, and work the vestibular system? We have to know that.
Well, the eyes.
To ensure the rate of return.
Exactly. There is no precise point on returning to play after concussion protocol. It's an intelligent guess by the best experts we have. So what you're saying is a very, very big deal, where you can get much more sophisticated on being able to determine regarding the kinds of movement that person's going back to and the kinds of acts as best you can. Being able to add a whole different picture. How's the medical community responding to these kinds of analysis?
Yeah, it's very, very well. And I think there's been a real transition. All that existed, Doc, as you know, with neurocognitive testing for so long. And it's not that there's anything wrong with it per se, but we're missing out on some major components of stressing the system to ensure everything's functioning back to where it was baseline, for example. And so you take a youth athlete and you say, okay, where's your baseline? Where are you at healthy? And there's no way, Doc, as you already know, and you sort of alluded to, there's no way to diagnose at this point. And so we need to know where they're at healthy if possible. And then we need to know that we can stress their system like they're going to be stressed in an environment, be able to objectively quantify those deficiencies or lack thereof, hopefully, and then make a better decision to return to play. And so the medical community is really, like I said, we work with all the, a lot of the big college programs, the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Georgias, a lot of major.
Hey, what about Louisville?
Cleveland Clinic. Yeah, we're working on Louisville, Doc. You got
to
help me out there, buddy.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to be there tomorrow, actually. But
yes, oh, really? Tell them Dr. Bob sent you. The epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, the epidemic of overuse, the pressure of schedule. I have even renamed tongue-in-cheek performance-enhancing drugs. I call them performance-surviving drugs. where we find
Well said.
So physically, when we're talking about young athletes, college, and you talk about high school athletes, and you want to prevent problems, I would think the athletic trainers, some of the coaches implementing your program to be able to, again, pick out problems. There's still 5-to-1 girls' knee injuries, girls to boys, ACL injuries. Now, as a sports podiatrist, I'm telling you, in 40 years, I can count on one hand how many young girls had non-contact ACL injuries, direction changing, coming down, when they had orthotics in their shoes. That's a whole other show.
It's a great topic, though.
The shoulder problems, the throwing problems. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we talked about 14-year-olds having Tommy John surgery. Because of the overuse.
Unbelievable.
And your stuff is as much as, is it upper extremity as much as lower extremity, whole body?
We don't do as much upper extremity today, Doc, and that's somewhere we will go in the future. But to your point, I see the specialization being a real concern because they're playing year-round the same sport, same stressors on the joints and the body, as you know, better than anybody. But I also look at these college programs. I won't mention anybody by name, but there's a real concern even amongst the sports medicine staffs within those programs that there is no downtime throughout an entire year for these
overkill.
Athletes.
Overkill. Yeah, the word
overuse,
the
overreaching,
word is
overtraining is crazy.
Yes.
You're right.
And this is a real challenge. There's a chapter in my book, I call it the prodigy sports. Again, figure skating, gymnastics, tennis, where you have 10, 11, 12-year-olds, that's all they want to do. I don't care what you tell them. So we try to strengthen these kids as best we can in all areas, like my famous mentor, Bob Guida, kinesiotherapist to the superstars, would say, work the brakes, strengthen the opposite, and work balance, balance.
When you say strengthen the brakes, are you talking about the deceleration phase of any type
Bingo.
Of move? You hit the nail on the head, and every researcher, every clinician we work with that is at the highest levels believe that deceleration is that key metric that we're not using properly today.
It's
very, very critical.
I have another term. It's called instability training, where, again, you create instability with balance boards and mini trams and sand dune, and you develop – but anyway, the time flew by. With Barry French Jr., the CEO, Track Global, Trazer. Barry, give me the website again, people to find out about this great technology.
Sure, I appreciate it, Doc. It's www.trazer.com, and you can contact.
Hold on a quick second, Barry. Everybody, we're going to be right with the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training, in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the sports doctor. Dr. Julie will be joining me probably momentarily. And again, today on the Sports Doctors In segment, we'll be answering emails, talking about some of the upcoming shows. Okay, bingo. Dr. Julie, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
Great. Dr. Julie Rosenberg, she's a pharmaceutical executive, conscious leadership coach. Interesting title. I like it a lot. A big-time yoga advocate, and she's going to talk how that mixes into wellness and health and wellness. She's also the author of Beyond the Mat. Dr. Julie, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Great. Just a little quickie. Mixed in background and what you're doing and some of the different aspects of your coaching.
Well, I think, Dr. Bob, it sounds like it's a little bit disconnected, but it's really not. I am a pediatric oncologist by background and training. I've worked in academic medicine, and I currently work in the pharmaceutical industry developing new drugs for cancer. And one of the things that really has intrigued me as more and more people are fortunately surviving from cancer is how do we keep people well? And one of the things I've noticed as we go through our lives is how much stress we're all under. So initially, my interest in conscious leadership was more with a focus on cancer patients. But because I work as an executive in corporate America, I also became interested in this leadership style for the people that I work with, my teams and my colleagues, as well as for myself, because I think that it helps us stay grounded and well in these times of so much busyness, stress, and uncertainty. So again, while it seems a little bit different, it's really not. It's a continuation of observations over so many years.
Yes, and it's a big deal. I've featured mind-body connection for 3 decades, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor, holistic medicine, energy medicine, the whole mental game. You're in the pediatric world. It's one of the big reasons we wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of overuse injuries, the youth injuries, and all aspects of staying well, living healthy. Ironically, it seems that we've always known the answer, which is better nutrition and keep moving, you know. But in the area of parenting and coaching and the whole world of sports medicine, your information, especially with your connection with yoga, really, really falls right smack in the middle of it.
Right. I think that's true, and I think more and more this is recognized by so many key sports figures, Dr. Bob, as well as teams. You know, we've got to keep a focus on ourselves, on our inner awareness, to have that output that we really want, you know, to make that goal or, you know, to really even be in the game. We've got to be mindful, focused, and we've got to keep energy within ourselves as well as beyond ourselves so that we really can perform at our best. We call that, as you know, being in the flow, and it really is a mindful awareness of oneself and the surrounding too.
Yes, the whole area, again, of mindfulness, probably 10 years ago, 90% of medicine didn't know how to spell it. You know? Let me see, does it have one M or two? This whole area of these connections, and it's interesting, again, when I wrote articles, and I've had the world of yoga on my show again for decades, some of the greatest athletes in the world have included yoga. Sometimes it's overdone with people who aren't that expertise in teaching this discipline. But the title of the article, Dr. Julie, that I wrote was Yoga, 5,000 Years Old and Still a Mystery. You know, I wrote that 25 years ago. It's not so much a mystery. But this connection of wellness or even high performance in mind-body connection, this connection of yoga. How long have you been involved?
Well, I've been involved myself in yoga practices and meditation practices for about 15 years, and I'll tell you, I've been involved for fitness even longer. I've been in the medical field now for close to 25 years. I'm coming right up on that, and I would say that fitness, nutrition, and yoga are really my secret weapons, if you will, to success. And Beyond the Mat, the book that you mentioned that I wrote and launched at the end of last year, it's published by DeCapo Press, that book really talks about how you can make yoga your secret weapon. It'll help build resilience, handle stress, increase your stamina, enhance your focus. And in my mind, it also is very key, not only to improving well-being, but if we're leaders and, you know, folks in the sports world need to be leaders on the field and off the field, it can really help to strengthen your leadership capacity and capability. And that's a lot of what I'm talking about in my book. It offers this framework to help folks do that.
Yes, and what's interesting, again, and I've had a previous guest of mine, Teresa Power, who's internationalized kids yoga in the whole area of the importance of reducing stress in children, which sometimes surprises people when you think about it, though you realize. But from the exercise side, from the movement side, but as well as the de-stressing side, the inclusion of children being introduced. This International Kids Yoga Day, I think last year was like almost 200,000, 250,000 kids from 25 countries. I got to put you guys together in that regard. But even like you said, you're the business leadership world that particular world, the executive area, the coaching area has become so big. Over the past couple of decades, it seems like everybody's got a plaque out that says they're a life coach.
Right.
I know, I'm exaggerating.
I can't necessarily answer, you know, to that, Dr. Bob. And I am not what I would call a life coach. I am really an executive coach trying to help leaders improve their performance. And it's leaders really of all type. And the reason I became an executive coach is because so many people really could benefit from reframing their focus and how they move through the world, how they develop greater self-awareness and self-discipline so they could lead themselves and others more effectively. Again, I still have it as a medical model. I'm not only trying to improve leadership, but help people sustain their good health and wellness long-term. So everything I do, you know, really drives itself back to my medical focus. But I think so much now we are succumbing to the stresses of our various environments. If we just know how to lead ourselves and others more effectively, I really believe it will truly impact our health and wellness, not only in the short term, but in the long term.
Yes, I think the, you know, whether we're talking a coach or a parent, again, or an executive, people who want to continue to stay well, again, I go back to that term, conscious leadership and a conscious leadership coach. And again, that connection of all areas of wellness. I mean, my gosh, you come from the pediatric oncology world. My gosh, I can't think of anything much more stressful. I commend you for having done that at really a super challenging area.
I think it is a challenging area, Dr. Bob, and I have to say I've really been privileged to be in the field of oncology for my entire career and really to be able to help people on their path to wellness, you know, whether it be in academic medicine, you know, supporting the treatment, education of students and residents and or doing clinical research, or now, as I work in the pharmaceutical industry, you know, we are doing research on new drugs that will be effective for patients with cancer. And I think that in pediatrics, you know, it's really been a positive story because cure rates of pediatric cancer have improved so much over the past 20 or so years. However, with a bigger population of survivors, not only do we see long-term effects of cancer and its treatment, but we've got to find, again, ways to keep folks well. So this is really my passion. It's not just the treatment, because I think we sell ourselves short as physicians if we just focus on treatment. It's a lofty goal. It's very important.
It is.
But with more and more survivors, we got to keep folks well.
Yes, there's a chapter in my book. It's called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. I've talked about sports and drugs for 25 years. We are buried in this pain pill opioid epidemic, and the use, the casual use of anti-inflammatory and over-the-counter pain medicines is rampant in youth sports. It's also rampant in all sports. So the whole of and we live in a country, one of only two countries in the world, that allows TV advertising of prescription drugs and over-the-counter pain medicine is bombarded. When I have guests on from around the world, they think we're out of our minds with the and this is where we find ourselves. So I'm counting on the pharmaceutical industry to really, really, really increase their awareness and their attention with our whole drug culture.
And I hope that that is indeed going on. Dr. Bob, I know this is obviously a major public health situation, the drug culture in America. And, you know, one of the things prescription drugs. And as you said, there is a fair amount of advertising, although adverse effects, of course, are advertised as well. And I don't know if we can solve that problem today, but it is something that folks really do need to be mindful about.
Yes. Now, talk a little bit more. What's the website people could find out about you and the book Beyond the Mat?
So my website is julierosenbergmd.com. That's JulierosenbergMD.com. And if folks sign up for my newsletter, I do try to put out a newsletter once or twice in a month with very useful information for people about leadership as well as about sometimes health and wellness, things that are you know,
great,
hot topics and industry trends.
I want to talk more
Beyond
about that with
available.
You.
Okay.
We'll talk more about that. Hold on, Julie. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention
of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm the Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years and listen to radio shows or check some of the topics, see who the guests were, pick and choose as you'd like. You can zip over to newspaper articles and read on everything from women in high heels accepting the challenge to what's the best shoe for your particular sport to who knows how many different articles, information. We're talking with Dr. Julie Rosenberg, our pharmaceutical executive. She's a conscious leadership coach. She's the author of the book Beyond the Mat. I saw where Beyond the Mat, sort of like a new set of glasses, extending mindfulness. Talk a little bit about more about some of the bullets and things you're really paying attention to in Beyond the Mat, which is really the connection of yoga and all of these things you're doing.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob. You know, in America, so much of yoga is really conceptualized as something that folks do in a studio. We think about it as a fitness effort. And while the postures or the asanas are part of the yoga practice, it's much more robust than that. And so what I'm trying to do through Beyond the Mat is give people a structure, because I think structure is very underrated. I think we do better with some type of structure. So I give people a structure which stems from the Yoga Sutras, but it doesn't proselytize about doing yoga. It doesn't really matter if someone sets foot in a yoga studio, but it gives them a structure for optimal living and leading in modern times. And what by that I mean, you know, we really need to think about our sense of commitment to ourselves and others and how we take responsibility for our lives, how we move through the world. Are we self-aware? It's very important. You know, take every interaction as an opportunity to learn. Commit to curiosity as a path to your learning. Be inquisitive. One of the things just that I think is important on the guidelines that I'm trying to offer to people are, again, back to the health and wellness aspects of it. I think if we focus on breath work, if we focus on posture, we move through the world with a greater presence, a little more slowly, we're less reactive. And we are more open in our posture and in our bodies as we move through our lives. And that openness leads to more opportunity oftentimes because we appear to be someone with whom others may likely wish to engage. So those are a few things. And I go through along the lines of the Yoga Sutras in this book and give various tips and reflection exercises so that people can really think about what it might be to create a life of purposeful living and leading where we really can do the things we want to do, but do them with the greatest health and wellness.
Well, that's one of the major keys. It's one of the major points of the Sports Doctor, which is how can we stay active as long with as much health as possible? Whether it's preventing falling in the senior population or it's trying to stay out of trouble with people who want to get active and they get hurt and they've got all sorts of other physical problems, their nutrition's off the walls, and the idea of having, like you said, a structural approach to make a consistent difference. You know, again, you'd say, well, tell you that, but what does that have to do with sports? It has everything to do with, again, activity. And the big, big, big part of wellness is to keep moving, whether you're walking, whether you're a golfer, whether you go to the gym, And I like the inclusion of yoga because of its a big attention to mind-body and this body awareness. So the book, does it show people exercises, things they could do at home without joining a class, for example?
Right. I do talk about that because not everybody's comfortable going to a studio, and they might not even have time. But I talk about things where we could do this in the office. People could do certain postures at their desk. I also personally travel a lot, and I've spent a lot of time and actually have a couple blogs on this, on yoga when you travel, because I actually think there are things that we can do in our seats in an airplane, because I think, you know, most of your listeners have probably had an experience where we're traveling, you know, in the modern planes, and we're flying around and we're in a small seat, feel very cramped, and we're just so stiff, and we don't feel well when we deplane, and it puts us potentially in a bad mood. So I've done a lot of yoga postures, you know.
Yeah, when you get off the plane, then you start paying attention to what I'm talking about, which is, are you in the right shoe while you're walking 5 miles in the airport? How's your balance and stability? But very, very good points when it comes to, you know, let alone the screen organization. There's actually a condition now called smartphone neck, where we've got in the kids, where everybody's looking at a screen hours and hours a day, and they're getting all tied up in knots, let alone, again, with the stress side of it. And I know you make a big deal. And again, whether you're at the highest level of athletics or you really want to try to somehow be as healthy as you can, then reducing stress is a key component, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you really have to reduce stress because it helps you to be able to think more clearly. You know, we don't want to be in that sympathetic overdrive, what folks know is that fight or flight response. We really want to be more mindful and reflective, so our parasympathetic nervous system, which keeps us calmer, will take over and help us be more grounded. And it's in that state, of course, when we make our best decisions.
Now, companies, businesses, are very, very aware of the importance of people staying active and making it available for exercise, et cetera. And all of these things, like, again, whether you're talking about the health and wellness in a corporation or a business, you're right up that alley, aren't you?
Well, I think that's a lot of my messaging. But, you know, Dr. Bob, it's not just about what we do as the business. I think it's great that so many companies are offering different things to employees in the context of work. But to me, it's not just the context of work. It's the context of your life. In all of our busyness, how do we fit this in and make it work for us so we'll like it, we'll do it, and we'll really understand and internalize the value?
Oh, you mean without having to take a pill? No, right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. That's why I always have to ask guests like yourself. We say, hey, how's those psychology and sports psychology skills, right? When you're dealing with families or individuals, and again, you pay big attention to mindfulness, being in the moment, having some structure in your book, Beyond the Mat, which is, you know, so much in that individual, the importance of looking to pay proper attention to yourself.
Right. I think you've got to pay attention to yourself to really lead in your best possible way, live in your best possible way, and to serve others. So, you know, I think in so many industries, folks are not necessarily healthy. I mean, we could talk for a long time, Dr. Bob.
Right.
We talked ourselves right out
of the time, Julie. So, Julie, please, we're just about out of time. I want you to please give us the website again that people can find out about you, your newsletter, and the book.
Sure. It's www.julierosenbergmd, JulieRosenbergMD. And you can sign up for my newsletter on the website. You can also look at the book on the website and also purchase it through the website.
Thank you. And Julie, hold on. Hold on one quick second. Great segment, Dr. Rosenberg. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, we're back live from Chicago. You know, it just amazes me the quality of guests and some of the different topics. Sometimes I got to sit back and think about it over the past amount of decades. So it was a great show. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we mention who's coming on the next couple of weeks and we answer some emails. You could email me, drrweil@yahoo.com. drrweil@yahoo.com. Next week, talking some triathlon training. MJ Gasek will be joining me with her tri-right. Fantastic. Whether you're an Ironman or recreational. And then pain management. Dr. James Granger. I think he's a participant with the BBS Radio guest list. Following week, we're going to have returning podcaster Dr. Craig Wax. He's an osteopathic physician. I've been on his show. He's been on mine. And he's got a great wellness podcast. And then Jaya Myra, she's a biologist, and she'll be talking about some of the different mind-body connections. We had a great Twitter chatter with her a couple of weeks ago. You can probably find it on my website. So some great guests coming up over the next couple of weeks on the Sports Doctors In. Again, check out the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Check out some of the, even if you go to the Twitter, you could see some of the different information and topics that are included in that crazy world of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. A lot of excitement about the book. And we've got some participants who have contributed coming up. Let's get to some emails. Terry says, you know, my son plays high school soccer. He's had trouble with shin splints, it seems, the past two or three seasons. He's been to physical therapy. He's looked to change shoes. Terry, you didn't mention whether he has orthotics in his shoes. I have found over the years that 90% of persistent shin problems, and shin splints is not a medical diagnosis. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. It could be muscle inflammation. It could be contracture of the fascia around the muscle. So make sure you've got a diagnosis regarding what this is. But in general, if you mention it's been the past few years, orthotic control, optimum foot positioning with custom orthotics has been 90% successful, along with the strengthening and the physical therapy that you've probably had in getting rid of this excessive stress on the muscle and tendon that slows down the collapse of the foot in motion, especially with running and jumping. We wear that muscle out. We start to cause inflammation, especially with overpronated or flat tight feet. Even high arches could be suspicious. See podiatry. Check that out. Talk to your physical therapist about prescription. Not over-the-counter orthotics, although you could start with something like Superfeet tomorrow, but pay attention. Ellen says, you know, I'm 65 years old. I've loved walking. I've been walking for decades. I have knee and hip arthritis. Can orthotics make a difference? Ellen, they really, really, really can. I've had great success. Arthritis, wear and tear arthritis, osteoarthritis, is the wearing out of the joints, whether it's the feet, ankles, it could be the knees, hips, low back, and that's over the years of gait imbalances. So almost always, optimum best shoe for you, as well as orthotics, can be extremely helpful in doing the best you can, along with some good balance strengthening, to try to continue to walk for the next 20 years. So see podiatry, have them take a look at you. Often when this is missed, it's because the feet don't hurt. And if the feet don't hurt, the orthopedist or therapist looking at your knees and your hips is not paying that much attention, especially if you don't have dramatic foot imbalance. So check that out. Steve says, my 13-year-old daughter's played serious tennis, speaking of knees, on and off for years. She's been diagnosed as having ligamentous laxity, looseness of the joints. And Steve, again, over the decades, when we add orthotics to that mix, it helps a lot. The looseness of the joints, allowing more torque at the knee because of the flattening of the foot. Sometimes we've seen flat-footed young kids who are not complaining about their feet because they've got this laxity and they collapse like a rubber band. The advantage is their feet aren't hurting. The disadvantage is that this imbalance is often ignored, and then we start running into trouble once we might start, gee, you know, now we're playing soccer, we're playing tennis, we're figure skating, we're doing whatever we're doing, and now this excessive motion is catching up with us. So check with physical therapy, look at podiatry in order to, again, I'm telling you, great help adding proper custom orthotics to the mix in the world of adolescent tennis. I've been putting orthotics in tennis shoes going back to Tracy Austin and Yannick Noah and John McEnroe. I don't want to date myself, but I've probably had two or three state tennis champions in the last 10 years, all with orthotics by the time they were 10, 11, 12 years old. Sam says my two sons, they are active in all sorts of different sports. The heels have been bothering them. He asks about Thorlow padded socks. Thorlows are great padded socks. They can be helpful, but you really want to make sure that you're checking out your son's biomechanics. What's their foot mechanics? There's a big growth center in the back and bottom of the heel. As these kids grow, that growth center doesn't solidify till 13, 14, 15 years old in some young girls. This is susceptible to stress, jumping and running. And sometimes soccer's famous for cleats under the bottom of the heel, or youth baseball, softball, where you've got cleats right under that growth center. So if your son's problems have been persistent or ongoing, then you really want to look at their foot mechanics. I've been putting orthotics in youngster shoes for a million years. when persistence was the problem. So you want to pay attention. Wow, I think we're just about out of time. I want to thank my guests again, Barry French Jr., Dr. Julie Rosenberg, our emailers, again, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Check out the book. See ya. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.